Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Terror attacks. Assassination. Legislators killed. School shootings. Cold cases solved. New cases opened. 2025 in Crime from Odyssey.
In the next hour, we'll cover the crimes that rocked the United States in 2025. And let's not forget how the year kicked off. With violence. Terror, in fact. At 3 a.m. on New Year's Day on the crowded streets of one of America's most beloved cities, a Texas man purposefully drove a truck into Bourbon Street, plowing people down. The attack, which officials described as an act of domestic terrorism, killed 14 people and injured dozens of others. Police also killed the suspect. Here's how that harrowing day unfolded.
42-year-old Shamshedeen Jabbar plowed a rented Ford F-150 into a crowd of holiday revelers. The Federal Bureau of Investigation at first believed that Jabbar was working with others, but they now say he acted alone. U.S. Congressman Troy Carter joined WWL in New Orleans.
You know, it was a horrific action of cowardice, terrorism that this clown would converge upon the city of New Orleans during a time of celebration to wreak havoc. I'm very proud of our local law enforcement, NOPD, our various sheriff's offices, federal FBI and federal agencies, as well as the FBI and the state police who just absolutely stood up at a time when we needed them most to demonstrate our oneness in pushing back against terror and demonstrating to the American people, the Louisiana people, and more specifically the people of New Orleans, as well as those visiting for the Sugar Bowl, that we will do everything in our power to bring these clowns to justice and to ensure that the safety of our community is number one. Someone asked me, were we going to keep the Sugar Bowl going? And my answer was very clearly, as long as we're able to ensure the security of the people, because as important as this football game is, nothing is more important than the safety of our citizens and our visitors. And so when we postponed it, it was a measure of caution, abundance of caution, to ensure that we would be able to protect the people. The NOPD, our sheriffs in the surrounding areas, we know how to manage these large events. A terrorist attack is a different animal. A terrorist attack could happen anywhere. It can happen in anywhere in the world. And what happened in New Orleans could have happened anywhere. My heart and prayers and thoughts go out to those individuals who lost their lives and their families. And a certain huge thank you to the brave two officers who put their lives on the line in the line of duty and who were injured. And we'll rebound from this. And for the criminals out there, we will find you when you do these kind of things, and we will bring you to justice. Doesn't appear to be any accomplices, but a message to anyone who thinks they can copycat. We will find you. There's no rock large enough that you can hide under.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There were no other terror attacks in NOLA in 2025, and the Sugar Bowl and the Super Bowl went off without a hitch. But that doesn't mean the rest of the year was any less tumultuous than its beginning. Over the summer, a man went to two homes of Minnesota legislators after filling notebooks with thoughts of carnage. He allegedly knocked on the door of Minnesota House of Representatives Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark Hortman, dressed as law enforcement, and opened fire, killing both. And he planned to wreak even more destruction. Here, former Secret Service agent Mike Olson discusses how easy it can be for someone to impersonate a police officer by obtaining the necessary equipment.
We can say all we want. Why would somebody open the door for somebody at 3 a.m? Well, if the person was dressed like a police officer and he had what looked like a cop car with flashing lights outside, we trust the police. We rely on the police. We need the police. Of course, we would answer the door.
It could be very easy for anybody that's got the means and the money to go out and buy the equipment. Particular individual, it appeared he was an owner or, you know, significantly involved in a local security company. And, you know, I went to that website on Saturday to look, and there's a picture of a vehicle right on there that appeared to be almost an exact match, minus the door decals or what appears to be the same model as a typical police Ford Explorer. What was apparent here was a significant amount of what appeared to be planning and preparation for this. And not only that, there appeared to be some level of plan for escape. That or he got darn lucky with how events unfolded.
So how do we rebuild the trust? Or should these kind of, I mean, you're in security. Should these kind of uniforms, should these kind of props, really, that make you look like a police, should they be allowed in private security?
Well, that's a great question. Actually, I don't have the law in front of me, but according to Minnesota state law, there are requirements that private security cannot have certain color uniforms, and they cannot have certain color vehicles. So that is a difference between what law enforcement, what you'll typically see in law enforcement, and what you would see in private security. But that doesn't mean people don't go out there and, you know, like I said, buy uniforms. I mean, there was always a concern about that when I was in the Secret Service. We had reports of theft of uniforms, you know, prior to big events and things like that. And so it can happen. What's important is that, you know, everybody at all levels learns from these incidents and pays attention to them. thinks about what their personal plan is going to be in the future if something like that were to happen. You know, one of the things law enforcement is increasingly, putting out is, not to hesitate to call 911 and to ensure if there's a legitimate reason for somebody to be at your door. Unfortunately, that is important, but it could mean a delay in services, depending on the scenario. But, in the middle of the night, that is, I think it's an important thing. And, one of the things we try to teach, certain people we work with is, especially if you have Ring door cameras or cameras, use those to your advantage. Do not open that door. I mean, the assassination of Judge Salas out in New Jersey several years ago, son that answered the door for the FedEx driver. Another example of that is you want to have as much time to react as you can, and having those cameras on the outside of your house, being able to observe that and make a decision or not to answer the door, call the police immediately, get them in, have a plan ahead of time. But all of that is extremely important. And the one thing that struck me on Saturday, which was scary, is in the immediate aftermath of the event, the police were putting out that, we'll only have two people approach the door. And that's great, and that was good for in that moment. But the problem is, in the reality with, police staffing shortages and things like that, is going forward, you are going to have circumstances or incidents where there's only one police officer coming to address a situation, or is, stopping somebody for some type of traffic infraction. And so, you can get on the call 911, stay calm, and ask for guidance to get through it and to assess.
Now we'll head to Dallas, Texas, where KRLD Radio has been covering the shooting that claimed the lives of two immigrants at an ICE facility, as well as the shooter. Here's the station breaking the news on September 24th.
There are at least 30 Dallas police vehicles that I can see in this one shot at 35E and Empire Central. It's right near 35E, where 35E and 183 merge, just a little north of downtown Dallas. And there is a heavy police presence, has been there since just before dawn, just before 7 o'clock, when evidently this gunfire erupted. Evidently, we are hearing that there was some kind of shooting at the ICE facility this morning in Dallas. Reports of a possible sniper and people wounded in this as well. And if you're driving by on 35E at 183, you are slowing to a crawl, as right along the service road, there are just police vehicles parked as far as the eye can see. You can see 30 in this one shot, but we've gotten reports of up to 50 Dallas police vehicles on the scene responding to this possible shooting this morning.
Coverage continued later that day.
So I started panicking.
Multiple rounds were fired into the building indiscriminately, into the lobby doors, the windows.
I'm being told by several workers, not from immigration, that there's a guy on top of the building at the law office that overlooks the INS office.
We're a country and a city that needs prayer.
Special agent in charge of the Dallas FBI field office, Joe Rothrock, says this is the latest act of targeted violence that the FBI is investigating.
We now know more about the man believed to be behind it all. KRLD's Austin York says the investigation heads to Collin County and Oklahoma.
The suspect has been identified as 29-year-old Joshua John of Fairview. As police closed in, John reportedly took his own life on the roof of the office building next door to the facility. John grew up in Allen, and his older brother described him as unique, although he would not elaborate further. John was also unemployed, according to his brother, and was supposed to move in with his parents in Oklahoma. His brother also says Joshua wasn't political and didn't seem to have strong opinions about ICE. He says he wasn't a good shot either, although he did know how to use a gun. His brother says when he saw Joshua 2 weeks ago, nothing seemed to be out of the ordinary.
You're listening to a year-end On Deadline special from Odyssey.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.